This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Waging war on corruption, it's Alex Jones with Mike Adams.
All right, welcome, folks. Mike Adams here taking over for the fourth hour of the Alex Jones Show today. And I've got a bombshell guest to bring you, and also, I think, a bombshell critical analysis for your survival of what's coming. Because, of course, Hurricane Ian has just rampaged through Florida. It's affecting even the phosphate fertilizer supply. That is half of that supply for North America, and 12% of the supply for the entire world comes out of one company in Central Florida. And we're going to talk about that and tell you what that means on top of the nitrogen fertilizer shutdown due to the sabotage explosion of the Nord Stream pipelines and shutting off of Gazprom natural gas and so on. But, folks, that's just the beginning. That's only one storm of a much bigger storm that's coming, or really a series of storms that are coming. And what you're going to learn here in the next hour here on the Alex Jones Show with my special guest, Michael Yon, who is an international war correspondent and analyst, we're going to bring you, I think, an analysis that you have not heard before of a super critical, vulnerable breaking point of Western civilization. And it involves one large chemical conglomerate company that's based out of Germany. And the name of that company is BASF, B-A-S-F. And we're looking at whether BASF is going to be able to survive this storm, and then what happens to the Western world if BASF goes offline. I believe that you're looking at mass famine across not just Western Europe, but also increased food scarcity in the United States, Canada, and frankly, all Western nations. I think you're looking at an energy catastrophe across Western Europe, but also much higher energy prices in the United States as well. We are looking at mass bankruptcy of almost every consumer, every person in a Western nation is not going to be able to afford to even purchase the basics moving forward, just the basics like food and heat. We're already seeing a plummeting in the purchases of things like Nike shoes. Nike stock price plummeted. Why? Well, because they have too many shoes. People aren't buying them. When you're trying to put food on the table and not starve to death, you don't need a $150 pair of Nikes. You know, you're going to go to Walmart and spend $20 on just regular sneakers. And that's happening across cosmetics, fashion, travel. All kinds of discretionary income is being now redirected into critical supplies just to stay alive. And this trend is going to continue quite dramatically. You're going to see plummeting. Well, you're already seeing it in luxury housing, also luxury vehicles. Those sales will continue to fall as people cannot afford what they hoped, that the lifestyle they had hoped to achieve, a lifestyle that was based on easy money and artificially low interest rates and lots of money printing and stimulus money and handouts all through COVID. That's come to an end. It's going to be a very tough road ahead for people who do not prepare. So what I'm going to do with you today here with my special guest, Michael Yon, who will be joining us after this coming break, we're going to not only lay out the vulnerabilities of Western civilization and what's coming, but also try to give you as much as we can a blueprint of how you can survive this. And it is absolutely clear to me that not only was, of course, the vaccine a bioweapon that is killing children every day, as well as, you know, athletes and people of all ages, frankly, but every day there's another, you know, high school age kid that is dead after taking the vaccine. That's a bioweapon. But the bioweapon didn't have the full effect that the globalists intended. It didn't kill off people quickly enough. They did not get enough obedience to the vaccine. So now they're going to pull the strings on the global economy. And that's what the sabotage of Nord Stream 1 and 2 was all about. This is a takedown of the civilian infrastructure that keeps human civilization alive, that allows you to eat, to heat your homes, to have a job, to pay your bills. It's all being ripped out from underneath us, a giant global rug pull that's designed to take down human civilization. So we're going to come back after this short break, just 1 minute break, with Michael Yon. Of course, I'm Mike Adams. We're going to break it down for you, tell you what's coming. and do our best to show you how to navigate this and not die from this global genocide taking place. Stay with us. We'll be right back after this break.
The biggest sale of 2022 is now live. It's only running in the last week of September and the first week of October. Dozens of our best-selling products are finally back in stock, and they're 40 to 50% off across the board. And the most important of them all is Survival Shield X3. All three types of the very best iodine documented to not just boost your libido, your stamina, your health, your energy, your cells, your immune system, but to overall give you more energy. It's the foundation of everything from energy to fertility. X3, 50% off, is finally back in stock exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. You've heard the callers. You've seen the rave reviews. Now experience X3 for yourself exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com, 50% off. And while you're there, check out some of the other great products that are finally back in stock and massively discounted as well. Part of the InfoWars Store Super Sale running for 2 weeks only. Again, X3 back in stock, 50% off.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. It's Mike Adams.
All right, welcome back, folks. Mike Adams here, fourth hour of the Alex Jones Show on this September 30th, 2022. About to be joined here by a special guest, Michael Yon. He is an international war correspondent and analyst, and he and I interviewed him for the first time, I guess about a week ago, as he was traveling through Germany, and he speaks German. He was able to see what's happening on the ground. It is extraordinary. It is horrifying what is coming. And so he and I had a lot of offline conversations sharing intel and information about what's coming. So what we're going to do here is bring him on and then sort of make public some of our private conversations, or at least the conclusions that we shared. Mr. Michael Yon, thank you for joining me today from Europe. It's an honor to have you on, sir.
Thanks, Mike. It's a great honor to come on. I'm actually in Dublin now. As you know, I've left the mainland Europe. I was over in Mexico, actually, 3 months ago, and I saw that the Dutch farmers were starting to block the streets and that sort of thing. So I was down in Mexico watching the migration, quote-unquote, actually invasion into Texas at Eagle Pass. It's unbelievable. So I spent 2 weeks just on the Mexican side alone out there watching it. And I saw the farmers acting up. I jumped on the airplane and flew to Netherlands. And from there, I've been, you know, all over Germany and Austria, Hungary, Czech Republic, Belgium, other places, Luxembourg, watching what's unfolding. And as you can see, the energy issue is a kill shot. We need that. It's not just energy. It's not just electricity. It's not just that. We need natural gas, period. Because as you well know, because you've talked about it for a long time, the Haber-Bosch process is what's required to turn natural gas or coal gas into ammonia fertilizers, right? And so and that's been going on at Ludwigshafen, Germany, since roughly 1915 due to, as you've talked about many times on your shows, Fritz Haber, the German chemist, who first came up with the process, and then Carl Bosch, who took it industrial and took it to industrial scale there at Ludwigshafen at BASF or BASF, and now BASF, I've been there twice in the last couple months. They are they depend on the natural gas coming from Russia, and that gas is now cut off. So Ludwigshafen,
Michael,
I've been saying. Go ahead, sir.
Let me jump in here and explain something. And by the way, you're joining us from Europe. There is a slight delay. I apologize if I'm speaking over you. And for our audience, just bear with us because, you know, we're on two different continents here. But this is critical. So what Michael just explained is absolutely crucial to understand. BASF uses an enormous amount of natural gas. About 60% of the natural gas they use is for their own energy, which is heat. They have to heat. For example, for the Haber-Bosch process, they have to heat and create pressure in order to create ammonia out of natural gas and atmospheric nitrogen. But the other 40% of what they use natural gas for is for the hydrogen element. In other words, the hydrocarbons get broken apart and they have to strip off that hydrogen in order to make ammonia, which is NH3. The H is the hydrogen from the hydrocarbons. So what you just said is key, Michael. You can't generate ammonia or fertilizer or polyethylene or resins. You can't generate that from solar power or wind power or hydropower or any other so-called green power source. You must have hydrocarbons, which is HC, hydrogen carbon. If you don't have the elements, you don't have modern civilization, period. So with that said, go ahead. I'm sorry to interrupt you. I just want to make sure our audience understands the basic chemistry behind why we have to have these elements. Go ahead, Michael.
Oh, yeah. It's so important that I did Jordan Peterson invited me on. I did 2 hours with him on a show, and then he asked to spend 2 days with me over in Netherlands, which we just did last week. I mean, that's how important this is. Jordan Peterson, I took him out to Farmers. We talked about BASF. We talked about Haber-Bosch process. We had dinner with a CEO of a major chemical company that he's retired now recently, and they made ammonia, and he gave us huge briefing on it. As you can see, as this ammonia runs out, these ammonia-based fertilizer, urea, ammonium nitrate, and all this, as these things run out, we're going to go basically a global Sri Lanka here. I mean, we're going to have a situation where famine will be on a scale that has never been seen before in human history. That's just how the math is working out. Of course, we don't know exactly how the math is working out because we don't know all the inputs. But what we do know is it appears that about 70% of the ammonia production in Europe from 26 different plants is now offline. But that number is clearly increasing. Talking with various people in the chemical industry, it's quite clear that that there's going to be high risk of famine in Europe itself, not just Africa. People keep saying Africa, they don't know what they're talking about. They're not paying attention. It could actually happen in Europe by late 2023, if not certainly by late 2024. Because as you know, this has a long flash to bank. Go ahead, sir.
The Europeans may end up fleeing to Africa to try to find something to eat. That's how bad this could get. I mean, you're going to have reverse migration here probably in 2023 and beyond. But I want you to speak to how critical BASF is for the supply of industrial chemicals that power all of industry across Western Europe, because you and I were talking privately, and I think that you told me in one of our conversations that you were meeting with either a former BASF executive or a current one who said they make 45,000 different chemicals, including resins and the polyethylene chemicals. We're talking about glues, textiles, medicines, adhesives, antibiotics, sterilants, all kinds of things. Is that the right number, about 45,000 chemicals that they make?
That's actually what somebody at BASF told me. The one that I had dinner with was a separate CEO with, Jordan Peterson and quite a few others. I'm talking with people every day, actually. But when I was at BASF recently, the guy that actually gave us the tour said 45,000 chemicals. I said, 45,000? You mean 4,500 or 45,000? And he said, 45,000. I said, that's staggering. I don't even know that many words in all the languages I can speak. So, I mean, that's a lot of chemicals. Anyway, whatever those chemicals are, we know one of the most important ones is from the Haber-Bosch process. And also, we see right now, the car factories like BMW and others in Europe, there's no way they're going to stay open. They're going to close.
Yes. Industry, I mean, I've seen warnings from metals smelting organizations talking about, quote, permanent deindustrialization of Western Europe. It's not like, oh, we're going to shut down for the winter and then restart in the spring. They're saying this is going to disappear for generations if we can't keep this online. And yet, if you don't mind, repeat what you told me. I think one of the people you met with said that there's no way that BASF can continue to function beyond perhaps the next few months. Is that about right, or can you clarify that?
That's about right. The BASF has actually said in public statements, I track everything they say, everything that comes out daily. That's one of the first things I read in the morning. I mean, they've said BASF because, as you know, Germany itself is not going to have enough natural gas and other energy sources to even heat Germany through this winter. It looks like they're going to run out of energy, enough energy to keep things going. At latest by February is what it looks like, but I'm thinking probably earlier just based on this and that. Let's see. But the bottom line is, if they don't even have enough energy to heat homes. They're cutting down forests across Germany. It's unbelievable. I mean, I just drove probably a thousand miles between driving over to Czech Republic and back from Hungary to Germany and all over Ludwigshafen, and I'm watching forests cut down all over Germany. It's unbelievable. I mean, I'm in Ireland now. They're cutting down forests in Lithuania and sending those forests here. And likewise,
it's the new green movement of Europe. Yeah, I mean, you're not allowed to use natural gas, so I guess they're just going to clear cut all the forests and call it green. I mean, that's the insanity of the situation.
And remember what we were talking about yesterday, too, Mike. Like, they're cutting down the green trees. Those green trees are not going to burn very well. I mean, we were talking about that last night, privately. As you know, it usually takes a couple of years for the wood to cure if you're just going to set it in the sunlight. But at this point, it's going to be green trees in it's going to be a very smoky Germany.
All right, Michael, we're about to go to break here. Stay with us. We'll be right back, folks, with Michael Yon with more details about the potential of BASF cratering and bringing down Western European industry with it. I'm Mike Adams on the Alex Jones Show. We'll be right back.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at vantagepointsoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center and the heart of the resistance. It's Mike Adams. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
All right, we continue our conversation right now with war correspondent Michael Yon. His website is michaelyon.com, and that's Y-O-N. For those of you listening just on the radio, you can think of it as the first half of the word yonder, I suppose. MichaelYon.com. Hope you don't mind me saying that, Michael. Just remind people how to spell your last name correctly there. But thank you for joining us. It's already a fascinating conversation. Let's continue. What are your comments on the implications now for Western European industry if BASF goes down? And we know, by the way, I've seen in articles where BASF says that a lot of their facilities have not ever shut down since the 1960s, and they've even warned, for example, in a Guardian article, that if they shut them down, they don't even know if they can ever get them back online again or what's going to break in that process. Can they get the parts? Do they have to custom make the parts? I mean, if they shut down, what happens? Your analysis, Michael.
Yeah, interestingly, BASF, BASF made their own word up called Verbund. Verbund in German means like it's an integrated system where everything works together, like our bodies, like a biological system. When you go to that plant, it's 10 square kilometers. It's absolutely massive, right? So I was there, you know, last month or so touring around inside. It's unbelievable. And so that word, Verbund, I asked one of the BASF guys, I said, this is a great word. I'm going to start using this. I've never heard it before. Where did it come from? He said, we made it at BASF to describe how our processes work, to describe how we bring in the energy, bring in the inputs, and do all these processes and try to waste as little as possible to make sure that every little effluent, every little off gas, every little thing gets added to some product, right? And so that's what we're looking at. We're looking at the breakdown of a complex system. And so, which is what's happening globally as well, right? And it's happening at the national level, or let's say the EU level in Europe, and it's happening at the national level in Germany. And that's why I've been saying to people, watch Germany to see what's going to happen with the EU, and watch BASF to see what's going to happen with Germany. So keep your eyes on BASF. When you see BASF having problems, you know Germany's basically having a heart attack. And so
what do you think happened in the minds of BASF executives at the moment that the Nord Stream pipelines were blown up? I mean, weren't those pipelines what BASF was largely counting? I know that's not the only source of natural gas for BASF, but surely, I mean, Nord Stream 1 was one of the major sources, was it not? What are the implications, in other words, of the Nord Stream pipeline sabotage, which may take years to repair, if ever? What are the implications for BASF?
Lethal implications for the company. Now, there is plenty of natural gas in Europe, for instance, at Groningen in Netherlands. And I'm talking with people, I'm seeing chats come in right now on it from members of parliament and that sort of thing over Netherlands. I just spent, you know, quite a bit of time over in Netherlands. There's a lot of natural gas in Netherlands right next door to Germany. But the Greens doing their green stuff, along with the World Economic Forum, the globalists, all the infrastructure is there, and they're already pumping some gas, right? All they have to do is turn the valves a little bit more, and there'll be plenty of gas to keep BASF going. It's not even coming up in conversations. Likewise, over in the UK, they've got a lot of gas in the UK sitting in the ground, right? So this is my paradigm is one that I'm constantly readjusting my paradigm so that they're predictive. If you ever find yourself surprised, which we all do at times, that means your paradigms are off, right? if you're surprised that the southern border of the United States is being invaded, that's because your paradigm is off. We're being invaded because we're being destroyed, right? Likewise with Europe. I don't believe they're just going to open Groningen. I don't believe in Netherlands, the natural gas deposits, because in my paradigm, which is turning out to be very predictive, and it's not leaving me. So I've been saying, watch Nord Stream 1 for potential sabotage. Of course, it happened to Nord Stream 1 and 2. And I would say now, watch Yamal pipeline for Russia just cutting it off or somebody else sabotaging it. And watch the Norwegian flows. There's multiple flows from Norway. All are critical. I think one by one, you're going to start to see these oil pipelines, these natural gas pipelines, undersea cables and other infrastructure. Everything's now on the menu. And under my paradigm, the globalists are committing, I'm not even going to call it a genocide because it's way bigger than that, a megacide. I mean, the death toll from these famines alone can easily be in the billions, not millions, not hundreds of millions, way over a billion. In fact, at this point, I'm not sure how we're even going to get out of it without going to that level. And Americans who think this cannot happen in the United States are simply not paying attention. You know, Mike, you've talked about it before. It can happen in America.
The wipeout that's coming to Western Europe because of this energy shutdown, you really nailed a critical point there, Michael. And by the way, for our audience, if they haven't ever seen your interviews before, you are an extremely well-read person. You know, you've read dozens of books just on famine and pestilence and pandemics and so on. I want to ask you about that in a second. But what people need to understand is that this is a man-made crisis. Okay, just like you said, Michael, they could turn on other natural gas fields in the Netherlands or even other places across Europe. There's plenty of energy in Europe. But the political class, they want the people to suffer. And they want to destroy the ability for people to feed themselves, to grow food, to heat their homes, to have electricity, to power their cities and so on. And so this is a global war on the infrastructure of civilians across the world, you know, right now targeting Western Europe, but this is also happening, frankly, everywhere else, or almost everywhere, maybe not in Russia, but it's happening in the United States, it's happening in Canada, it's happening, you know, in Australia and so on. But this is an attack on the civilian infrastructure. It's like, not only did they not even, the globalists didn't really technically declare war against us, they're waging a covert war and just trying to starve everybody out while pretending that they have the solutions in their world of green energy. It's completely insane. Your thoughts on that, Michael?
Right. I mean, this is a comprehensive war. You see, for instance, in the United, we have a bad crop this year in the United States. A lot of it's due to drought, of course. And if we have this rail strike, hopefully the rail strikes will not go in the United States. But the rail strike at this time, right when it's time for harvest, again, this can be catastrophic for the United States. And so all of these things are additive, all these different pressures, whether it's the droughts, whether it's floods in Pakistan, all these things are adding up. Normally, we're quite resilient because we are quite resilient. But as we keep getting kicked in the legs and chopped down and nobody's rising up at this point, no serious uprising, we're heading into massive amounts of warfare across the world. Remember, these three things go together, pandemic, famine, war. If you get a big pandemic, you always get a famine and a war. If you get a big war, you get famine and pandemic. It's the triangle of death. And turn these flat, the tent pole of that, human osmotic pressure, is migration. The human osmotic pressure, the push and pull of migration. When you get a big war, famine, pandemic, and those three come together, right in the Bible. You know, I said this in many interviews.
Okay, I'm sorry to interrupt you, Michael. We're going to go to break here real quick. But when we come back, I want to ask you about the phosphate fertilizer industry in Florida and how that's been impacted by this hurricane and supply chain disruptions, much more. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
By the will of God and by God working through you and your support, InfoWars continues to persevere against attacks never before seen in the Western world against independent media. Thanks for keeping me in the fight. And over the years, you have come to the table. You have stepped to the plate so many times and kept InfoWars and free speech on the air, and I thank you. But now, I have my own legal bills that have reached the point that I can't pay them. and I need your support. So if you want to keep this operation moving forward, if you want to back me this fight against the globalists, please visit SaveInfoWars.com. And SaveInfoWars.com takes you to a URL that gives him go for direct Alex Jones Legal Defense Fund. This whole phase of their attacks, 4 years in the making, is almost over. And right at the end, we're not giving up, we're not giving in, but we could give out. So please, if you support what we're doing and want to fight for liberty and freedom and justice in the future, go to SaveInfoWars.com today.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
You found it, the tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show with Mike Adams.
All right, continuing with our huge news today. Believe me, stay tuned here. There's a lot more coming. Let me give out some websites. Our guest right now is Michael Yon, Y-O-N, and his website is michaelyon.com. My website's naturalnews.com. You probably know that. I'm also posting now on band.video. So every one of my daily situation update podcasts is appearing on band.video, usually by around noon central time. I want to thank InfoWars for providing that platform. And also, by the way, folks, none of this conversation wouldn't even be happening without the existence of InfoWars. So support InfoWars. I think the URL is saveinfowars.com if you want to make a donation to help keep this platform on the air. because we, the independent media, we are months, if not years, ahead of the mainstream media time and time and time again. And it's people like my guest right now, Michael Yon, who sees 6 months out or a year out or more, just like Alex Jones saw 5, 10 years out about what was coming. And we have been proven right again and again and again about the vaccines, about the bioweapons, about money printing, everything you can imagine, about rigged elections. And now we are warning you right now today with my guest, Michael Yon, famine is coming worldwide. Famine is coming. Famine is coming, folks. Do not forget that you're not going to be able to just go to the grocery store and buy what you used to buy with the selection you used to have or the prices you used to have. And by the way, I predict a massive explosion in small-scale farming all across the world, because suddenly home gardening or home farming is going to pay off big time in terms of cost savings compared to, or even the supply chain of food not being available. You're going to be able to grow for a fraction of what you would pay at the store. Michael, bringing you back in, I know we're going to talk about Florida here in a second, but just what are your comments on what I just said? Do you think that people are going to turn to small-scale gardening and farming in the spring?
I think a lot already are. Not enough yet. Of course, I grew up gardening with my grandparents because they did come out of the Great Depression. We've all heard, our generation heard thousands of stories about the Great Depression, so I'm under no illusions of what is coming. And I grew up actually gardening with my grandparents. And of course, there were Liberty Gardens and that sort of thing before our time, but it is time to go back to that. Of course, very few people are going to be able to grow everything that they need to eat, but that's not what's important. What's important is that we all supplement enough that we reduce the burden overall and we actually have enough to eat to get through these rough times. And we can get through these. Everybody watching this, everybody listening to this has a family line that has been through a lot of wars and a lot of pandemics and a lot of famines. Every one of us came through family lines that have been through a lot of stuff, and we're still here, right? Now, there's a lot of people that aren't still here, especially the ones that didn't pay attention and prepare for rough times, squirrel away their acorns and that sort of thing. And most important is to build your human networks, which you do. Mike, you work on that a lot, building human networks. When you read about famines and other times, you know, I study a lot. I've read about 80 books between famine and pandemic, 60 on pandemic and 20 on famine. And you'll see one of the things that's very important in famine is your human network, right? And the human networks, the people will say it over and over. I mean, to get through this thing, you have to have a human network that you work together, cooperate. I'm sitting here in Ireland. Obviously, they had a massive famine here in the 40s and 50s, 1840s and 50s, and the population has still never recovered. Even when we're surrounded by a sea filled with fish, this place is surrounded by protein. And yet they had massive famines that caused a lot of hop, human osmotic pressure. That's why so many Irish, of course, came to the United States. A lot of them ended up being handed a musket or a rifle and sent off to the Civil War. But the thing is knowledge would have precluded much of that famine. Of course, not to get into the politics that the English helped cause the famine and that sort of thing. Which is nearly always the case in famines, by the way. There's almost always a malevolent human component in famine. Some famines actually are only the result of, say, a drought or locusts or something like that. But usually there's a human component. For instance, the Hungerwinter in 1944 and 45 in Netherlands. That was during World War II, of course, 44, 45. It was a very cold winter, and the Nazis stop the food flow in Netherlands. And so for about 6 months, it was a pretty severe famine. The United States was parachuting in food and getting our airplanes shot down. But Swedish were trying to send in food. Finally, you know, Operation Market Garden and those other things. And our greatest generation came in and liberated the Dutch and brought a lot of food with them. But that was, of course, mostly man-made because the Nazis interrupted the food. Likewise, the Holodomor in 32-33 over in Ukraine. It was a Stalin-created famine, massive famine. And likewise, over in China, Mao's famines. And, of course, Mao modeled himself after Stalin. So he copied Stalin's techniques and put Chinese characteristics on them and killed tens of millions of people with famine. Famine can do a lot more destruction, believe it or not, than war can. Famine can be sort of like a neutron bomb in a sense. Keep in mind, during famine, one of the major causes of death is actually not starving to death. It's disease. Because, you know, most people, before they starve to death, your immune system is going to be obviously highly compromised. You're going to be eating things you don't normally eat. There's not going to be electricity. There's not going to be clean water. And people die from disease, right?
When people lack food, also they start to lose cognitive function and they lose the ability to make rational decisions about their own planning. And I know you've talked about that, and you know in all the books that you've read that you talk about with me. But let's jump to Florida, because this is another critical point. So the traditional fertilizers that are used to grow the crops that feed more than half the world include NPK, so nitrogen, phosphorus, and potassium. Those are the three major elements, or you could say minerals in the case of two of them, that go back into the soil that have to be there for plants to grow. Well, nitrogen, it has been cut off by sabotage of the Nord Stream pipelines and also the economic sanctions against Russia that are prohibiting natural gas transactions from Gazprom. So that's, if you were to put NPK on a chalkboard, you can cross out the N. And also in the Netherlands, they're at war with N because they say nitrogen is a pollutant now from the animal herds. You were just there talking to those farmers. Well, now let's go to phosphorus. So the hurricane that just hit Florida took out 50% of the production of the pelletized phosphate fertilizer industry. I mean, 50% of what serves all of North America, the U.S. and Canada. And this one company known as Mosaic also serves about 12% of the global supply. So this is an attack on not just the N, but now the P. So, I mean, if you take out two of the three minerals, plants can't grow. Now, I know you grew up in that area in Florida. What are your thoughts about what's happening with the phosphate mining industry? How long do you think they're going to be offline there in Central Florida?
All right. I was just over there at that area that just got damaged some months ago. Before I just went to Mexico, I was checked because I grew up. We used to look for shark's teeth in those phosphate pits, right? So I grew up in Winter Haven, Florida. So if you look on the map of Winter Haven versus that, it's just short drive down the road. And so I was there some months ago looking at the issues there. I think that the plant there was not damaged as badly as reported. Let's see. Hopefully it was not. I think that it was not. But let's see how this shakes out. Keep in mind, phosphate, Florida is one of the major producers in the entire world. I'm very lucky to be where I'm from. It was a citrus capital of the world and one of the phosphate capitals. Of course, Morocco, where I was last year tracking migrants and looking at other issues there. Morocco is also a huge phosphate producer. I was talking with a Moroccan recently. I said, that phosphate you guys got is worth more than your oil at this point. It's worth more than your energy.
Yeah, good point. Right.
And likewise, China has a lot, and so does Iraq. There's other countries that have phosphate, but certainly Florida, exactly where that plant is, happens to be, well, it's a gold mine of phosphate, as it were.
All right, we're going to go to break again, Michael. Apologize for interrupting. We're going to go to break. And one more segment, folks, with Michael Yon on the other side of this break. Stay with us here. This is the Alex Jones Show, fourth hour, Infowars.com. Mike Adams, we'll be right back.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
My name is Stephen Huer. In 1976, when I was 15 years of age, I was poisoned from two mercury dental fillings. The mercury came off these fillings in such high amounts that I went from having excellent health to having chronic constipation and candida overgrowth. I could barely eat any food for 4 years. years, which resulted in adrenal exhaustion by the age of 20. Despite years of diet experimentation, juice fasting, and intestinal cleansing, it was not until I took certain prescription sulfur amino acids that I healed my eliminatory function and eliminated my candida overgrowth. Later, it was not until I began to consume Green Meadow Whey that I eliminated my mercury burden 100%. Had Green Meadow Whey existed in 1976, I could have healed my gut and body decades earlier. Green Meadow Whey supplies a very high concentration of the sulfur amino acids needed to fuel glutathione production. Glutathione removes mercury and virtually all other toxins from the body. Set your body free from the burden of heavy metals and environmental toxins with Green Meadow Whey. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
Across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka fan, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones with Mike Adams.
When you wake up in the morning and the light.
All right, we're continuing final segment here today with, well, war correspondent, global analyst Michael Yon. He continues with us here. I just want to bring in the complex ethical considerations of what we're talking about right now. And, folks, when we talk about Mosaic, which is the company that does the phosphate fertilizer in Florida, we pray to God that Mosaic comes back online as soon as possible. We don't want to see any of these companies offline for any extended period of time, because human agriculture, human civilization depends on these corporations. But Florida's infrastructure has been hit so hard, there are going to be delays. Same thing, though, with BASF. So, you know, BASF out of Germany. If any executives or anybody that works for BASF is listening, we don't want your corporation, your chemical plants, to just suddenly fail and drop off the grid to where all of industry shuts down and nobody has any fertilizer and everybody starves to death. No, we don't want that either. We want you to continue to be able to function and keep people alive, even though there is a complex history. And, Michael, I know you're familiar with this. You know, Fritz Haber, the inventor of the Haber process to make ammonia out of natural gas, I believe he was a Nazi-supporting Jew who developed not only this process that feeds half the world, but then I think in his name, his institution later on was supporting Adolf Hitler and creating Zyklon B and trying to win the war with chemical weapons, you know, trying to win the war for the Nazis. So, this guy, his process feeds half the world, but he was also trying to use chemical weapons to kill millions of people. So these are complex issues, and you can go through history. You could You can argue all this, but right now, I don't want anybody to starve. Would you agree with that, Michael?
Absolutely. In fact, when he got his Nobel Prize, a lot of people did not even want to go and turn their back on his wife. Killed herself. Unknown why she did
True,
that.
Yeah.
Apparently she shot herself. And so I don't know if that was related to the things that he did. But Fritz Haber was obviously a complex man, and BASF. Well, you know, in a fascist country, Nazism is basically fascism plus racism, right? And so, you know, Germany was fascist plus racism, Nazism, right? And so the chemical companies like BASF and others, they made their chemicals, right? And so we see American companies doing that now with information operations, you know, not to name any names, but I think we know a lot of the names. In fact, they're going after Alex Jones, right? They're trying to destroy Alex Jones. Because all the crazy things that he said over the years turn out to be accurate. They turn out to be true. Turns out that Alex Jones has very bright headlights, and he's shining lights on a lot of these fash tech companies now, as one of my friends calls them, fash tech. And they're doing the same things that the companies that the chemical companies did in making Zyklon B. They'll do good or they'll do evil wherever the profit is, right? And so, but with BASF, and not just BASF, there's also Yara and other plants that make ammonia products or nitrogen-based fertilizer products. As those one by one shut out the lights, those are shutting out the lights of humans. There just will not be enough food because, as you know, about 4 billion people, it's believed about 4, you've said this on your programs before, I've seen you, about 4 billion people are alive today because of the Haber-Bosch process, because of the ammonia, right? Because of the nitrogen-based fertilizers, which we're just not going to have enough natural gas. And, of course, China used their coal gas to make some, but they don't make enough. And besides, China's not exporting much fertilizer right now. They're very clear that they're not going to because they've got their own problems, right? And you see there's all these other things that are important, additive. For instance, the corn harvest this year in the United States looks, and as even as I drove across Europe looking at the corn, is quite brown and just not a good harvest this year. And of course, what do the chickens eat? They eat corn. Is in just basically almost everything, right? I mean, corn is one of the things you need to keep your eyes on when we're looking at food security. We have problems with
just
crops.
But let me,
even if we didn't have fertilizer.
Let me add in there. What the globalists are telling us is we all have to eat genetically modified corn because it's more drought resistant. So they're taking the crisis and then trying to push us into a monoculture, corporatized agriculture system where they control the intellectual property of the seeds and they can punish farmers if they don't use their seeds and so on. So it's at every turn, the globalists are trying to enslave humanity by using food as a weapon, weather as a weapon, natural gas scarcity as a weapon, even winter as a weapon. But just in the interest of time, Michael, we've got about 5 minutes left here. I promised the audience we would talk about solutions. So could you segue into that and just start with what can individuals do to navigate this coming winter and, let's just be honest, not die, right? What can they do?
Right. Networks. First of all, work on your human networks. A friend in Texas, for instance, he's a former military man. He said he went to his church, small town in Texas, and he just took inventory of everybody at church, like, what are your skills? And one older lady in her mid-70s, she's like, she was very worried. She's a widow. He's like, I don't have any skills. I'm worried. He's like, well, let's talk. I know you have skills. You had children and everything else. That means you ran a restaurant, that sort of thing, right? You ran an operation when you raised children and grandchildren. And he's like, what skills do you have? And she talked about canning. She knows how to can food. He says, okay, you're basically the commanding officer of our canning operations then. You will can the food. We'll bring you the things to can. What do you need? Tell me what you need. Pressure cookers, what do you need? Tell me the ones you need. Tell me the jars you need. Tell me everything you need. You will be in charge of canning, right? So maybe making these human networks and taking a lead, being a leader at whatever level you're comfortable being a leader, take charge, whether it's two people or one person, just take charge of yourself. If you feel like that you can lead more, do that. And be a matchmaker on finding people that need certain skills and people that have certain skills, because together we're quite strong. We can get through this. There'll be some challenges, but you know, I've spent more than half my life overseas, much of that in third world countries. We can certainly get through. And most of us will. The ones who prepare and work in our networks, we'll get through this with some interesting stories to tell on the other side. So you've got a good website. For instance, I spent a lot of time on your website. You reviewed some lights, which I instantly bought. I've been looking for, you know, so listening to other people's experience is very important because none of us know the whole story. We all know bits and pieces. So it's all about network.
Well, that's great news. I'm really glad that your optimism is emerging here. And also, you've been to many places where famine is taking place, and you've seen how people can pull together and get through this. And that's a very powerful message for this audience to say, guess what? You know, this is not an automatic death sentence. If you prepare, you can make it through this. In fact, like you said earlier, Michael, your ancestors made it through far worse. I mean, they didn't have air conditioning, for example, right? You know, they didn't have LED flashlights, and they didn't have night vision optics and really accurate, affordable rifles that can, you know, take out varmints and so on. So you've got tools now that never existed in history. And if you are smart enough to just take advantage of those tools and do the human networking, like you said, Michael, then we can all make it through this. Now, for those who are not prepared, I don't know. They may not make it at all. Last question for you today, Michael. What do you think, you know, you look at these blue cities in America, and they're in states of chaos right now, a lot of lawlessness, defunding the police. You see a lot of flash mob looters now. What do you think that these cities are going to look like by the spring of 2023?
Very ugly. You know, I woke up this morning and I looked at something that Thomas Sowell said like 30 years ago. I call him America's grandfather. I mean, it's so much wisdom that the man has. And he said at one point, you know, he had been warning universities for years not to allow these basically racist policies to take hold and that sort of thing. But at some point, the universities realized what kind of trouble they're in, and they started asking him for advice. And Thomas Sowell at one point just said, look, you've made your bed. I've warned you for so many years, and you've done what you're going to do. But these blues. The states, for instance, California, I went to school in California. Of course, I grew up in Florida, but I went to school in California, and I've been all over that state. I was there last year and this year. It's clearly going to have severe problems. New York City, New York State, or much of New York, not all of it, I think, but New York City, of course, and all these blue, basically every blue place is going to be a blue hell.
Wow. Yeah, I think you're right. And also, the city of San Francisco just put out a new flyer, a free monkeypox vaccines, but only for people of color, trans, gay, and sex workers. So if you're white, you can't get a free monkeypox vaccine unless you also happen to be a prostitute. I mean, that's the policy of San Francisco right now. Just what a bizarre world. But thank you, Michael Yon, for joining us today. It's been a fascinating conversation. The website, folks, is michaelyon.com to learn more. And, sir, be safe in your travels. We'll talk again soon. I'm Mike Adams. Thank you all for listening today. Infowars.com. And be safe. Get prepared. A bigger storm is coming. Take care.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.